Florida State University is at least the third university this year to suspend Greek life because of alcohol-related tragedies. After the February hazing death of 19-year-old Timothy Piazza, Penn State University suspended fraternities and sororities from holding social activities during the spring semester. Louisiana State University had a one-month suspension and continues to ban alcoholic Greek parties after the hazing death of 18-year-old Maxwell Groover in September. More at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Radio Wasteland from December 25th.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. For us, this is slightly pre-recorded, but for you, it is Christmas Day. You know that? Have you done that math yet, that we're pre-recording this for a Christmas Day show?
I don't think about things like that, Chauncey.
You don't care about Christmas?
I do care about Christmas. I just didn't think, oh, Monday, that's Christmas. We're doing this for Monday.
Well, I can... As a child, I'm assuming that you don't care much about Christmas because you don't have to have any... presents ready, because you're a spoiled little jerk.
Wow, okay, very, very aggressive right off the start here.
You have like a coupon book? Do you got a coupon book for your parents that you're never going to follow through on?
No.
Like, this is good for 1 foot rub.
I do things on Amazon that are easy to buy.
Well, at least you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
That's a...
Yeah, having children, Christmas takes on like a whole nother level of stress for people with children because like
that sounds horrible.
But I think I might have talked about this on the show before. I have my kids trained pretty well, so the first year that my wife and I were together, we got ourselves into tons of debt on this website called Fingerhut.
Fingerhut,
for one, is the worst name for a website ever.
It's like a restaurant where they serve fingers.
Yeah, it's just gross. But, secondly, so well, it took fingers. Us years to pay that off.
Fish fingers.
Because, like, the interest rate was, like, really high. So we trained my children that they get one present from us, one present from Santa, and a stocking, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely
very
been less.
Very economical.
Right, and we tend to buy them stuff that's, you know, useful. Now they're all old, so they're each getting cash.
Which that's probably the best way to do it.
Honestly. Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah, know. No, that's what I want.
Right, you know, I mean,
Christmas.
My son, he's 18. He's away at college. You know, giving him cash is the best way for him to, you know, pay a hobo to buy him and his friend some beer.
That's right.
Or whatever he's going to do with that money.
So cynical.
I am cynical. You know, the world is a. You know, Christmas can easily make you cynical. Solely, we were talking about this earlier, solely driving in the traffic of Christmas and seeing how hateful people can be in traffic is enough to make you think that we should probably just wipe it out and let the cockroaches take over.
Sounds like having kids is the root problem here. Like, let's be honest, I don't have those issues with Christmas.
Well, having kids is both beautiful and horrible at the same time.
Right.
So it's like... having kids changes you, and I am like a new Chance now because I have kids. And people go, oh, man, that's totally beautiful. But what they don't realize is having kids murdered the old Chance.
Right.
The old Chance is dead, and he's not coming back because
that man is gone.
That man is gone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being in the military and, like, dodging gunfire. I'm talking, like, World War I trenches here.
Right.
Just, you know. Yeah. Machine gun fire and dysentery. You know, I'm sure that changes you, too.
Oh, it's
probably.
It's nothing like having children, man. I'm sick of hearing people complain about going to war. And, you know, having children is really where it's brutal. Yes, of course, going to war probably changes you.
Well, my point is that, I don't know, that's not a great experience either.
No, no. Know, yes, there are definitely more rewards from having children.
Okay.
I feel very comfortable hating on my children because I love them so much.
I see.
So I'm comfortable talking a lot of smack about my kids because I have a really good relationship with all of them, and they all know that. Both Terry, my wife, and I, we love them very much, and we have very close relationships with them. And so I have had a sarcastic, hateful relationship with my children since they were little. I mean, when Harley was like 4, I would tell her that she needed to act right or the same thing was going to happen to her that happened to her twin sister.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drowning, sometimes in a box in the attic. You know, all sorts of things.
Yeah. Did you have a bunch of boxes in the attic with, you know, labels like Abby, Michael?
Yeah, no. I had a bunch of boxes in the attic labeled like femur and torso. You know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, I mean, you had that stuff locked down from pretty early on. You figured it out. So that's good.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing keeps them in line thinking that they, like, thinking they have a dead sibling.
Yeah, that's right.
You're an only child, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
You have a...
Everyone is surprised that I have a brother. I assume because I'm self-obsessed.
No. No,
okay.
I think we just haven't met him. He's older.
Yes.
A good deal older? Or?
A couple years. 3 years.
Are you guys close?
Yeah.
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 Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. So, Christmas time, our audience is sitting around waiting for Santa. You know, I kind of hoped to do a Christmas episode this year, to talk about all the paganism.
Sure.
About Christmas. Because when I initially was joking with you about not liking Christmas, that's kind of what I was going to get at, is like, you would think that you would like it because there's so much pagan, pagan background.
Yeah, well, the occult spirit of the holiday has become commercialized, you know.
Yeah.
Where are the goat heads? Where are the Celtic ceremonies.
Yeah, I'm just going to start celebrating Yule. Only Yule.
That's right.
Because Christmas is easily my favorite my second favorite, obviously. Halloween is my favorite.
Halloween, yeah.
Because it has so much creepy history to it.
That's right.
You know, I really enjoy the dark and the cold and the dim lighting of the lights, you know.
I mean, on Easter, we celebrate a crucifixion or whatever, and, you know, Thanksgiving was followed by a genocide. So, you know, they've all got something.
Yeah, Easter, I'm not feeling Easter. You know, the only thing I like about Easter is that it's got a ham instead of a turkey normally.
Yeah.
Because around this time of year, I'm just kind of really over turkeys.
That is true.
So we're actually going
with... Well, you can always do the traditional roast beast.
Yeah. That's not a thing.
That was a facetious way of saying roast beef. People do roast beef.
All right. This year we're doing Mexican Christmas. My wife bought a bunch of tamales from one of her coworkers' grandma's.
Perfect.
And so we're going to have a bunch of tamales.
Not bad.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it because, I don't know, you know, turkey and all the stuff that comes with Thanksgiving, it's like, it tastes great going in, man. But once it's in there, it creates a combination that it's just not right.
I see. Well, Christmas, you know, there's a lot of rich stuff there for a conspiracy show. Honestly, you know, you've got the pagan elements, you've got the idea of telling kids that they're being watched to keep them in line, you know,
and a resurgence in popularity of Krampus.
That's right.
I like Krampus. You know, my dad's boyfriend is from Switzerland, and to him, Krampus was a plural. And Krampus was actually like a bunch of little Jawas that would basically come to your house and put coal in your stockings if you were a bad kid.
Jawas, huh?
Well, Jawa-looking little coal people.
Like goblins, yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing you haven't seen Phantasm, but looking a lot like the reanimated corpses from Phantasm.
Yeah.
So there are, you know, my dream vacation has always been to go on a Christmas tour of, like, the Alpine European countries at Christmas time.
Yeah, well, you know, you would be able to get back to the creepier roots of the holiday that way, certainly.
Totally.
That would be,
all right, our guest tonight is Ra from Spiral Radio.
Nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
No. It's all about astral projection. So,
that's
Merry
right.
Christmas, y'all. Come on back. You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, February 16th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000, I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man from Earth. Be there as a retirement party for a far too young professor leads to more questions than answers for a group of friends wishing farewell. Is he immortal or is he an imposter? Only he knows for sure. Written by Jerome Bixby, directed by Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Running January 20th through February 10th. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Only at Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Ra Castellado. Am I saying that correctly?
Castaldo.
Castaldo. Okay.
Yeah, and, Castaldo. Pretty
and,
close.
And you're from Spiral Radio. I guess our audience may not know, or at least our terrestrial radio audience might not know, that Radio Wasteland also plays on Para-X radio network, podcast network. And you also have a show on Para-X, don't you?
Yeah, actually, we have it on Friday nights, 8 p.m., 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'm there every Friday, Spiral Radio. I also have a show on Truth Frequency Radio Network on Saturday nights as well, The Eye of Ra.
And, you know, I'm always interested because your shows really deal with, I mean, while it's a broad topic, it deals mainly with one topic, doesn't it?
Well, we deal with everything that you would consider like spirituality, metaphysical, paranormal, and it could be anything. I mean, it's all the same. It's all in unfolding who you are as a human and spirituality. So I guess it could all be one topic if you want to see it that way, but it's exploring your soul and your spirituality.
I see. Yeah, well, I definitely wasn't trying to put it in a small box by calling it one topic, because obviously you have two shows a week, you know, digging deeper and deeper into these topics. So, so really what we're learning from you today is about the astral plane. And this is something that
we've wanted to cover it for a little while.
Yeah, we really have wanted to cover this for quite some time, because I have very little understanding of it, but I know it has so much history, and I've met so many people.
So many topics we've covered already.
Oh, absolutely. And I've met so many people who are interested and believers and involved in it, that really I realize this might be a broad question, but what is the astral plane?
Okay, well, yeah, it is kind of a broad question. But, you know, many people have misconceptions, too, that you have to leave your body to find the astral plane or the astral realms. But in reality, you don't have to leave your body. You can go within, you know, to find these astral realms. And there's a holographic universe. There's an unseen universe outside of this physical realm that records everything that's ever been said, done, thought, experienced, anything that's ever been done in your ancestral DNA or your genetic line. It's all recorded within yourself and within these astral planes. And, you know, the true purpose of these realms is basically to prepare yourself for your future incarnations and your existences by, you know, basically dealing with all of the fears you've ever had, all of the desires you've ever had, anything that's ever been experienced in your ancestral DNA or your genetic line. You're healing these through these astral realms. And anything that you've ever, put it this way, any bad deed or bad thought or bad thing you've ever done in your life or in your ancestral line, that's as low and as deep as these astral realms go. And the highest of your highest expectations and your highest achievements is as high as these astral realms can go. These planes are a planes of belief and thought, and they are the heaven and hells within yourself and who you are. So they can go as deep as the deepest, darkest, dirtiest secrets you can ever possibly imagine, and they can go as high as the most beautiful heavens you can possibly believe. And, you know, these astral planes, they come from the plane of force, to the elemental plane, the plane above it. See, we believe there's, and I'm not trying to come across like I have all the answers. I actually implore you to go explore your, you do your own research and find out your own information. I just got little glimpses within my life that made things awaken within me and within my lineage, because I come from a long line of dream seers and what we call the good walkers or the Benindante, which are beings that can astral travel and can fight the negative forces in these astral realms. Because, and stop me if I'm talking too much, but in these realms, you know, technologies work different than the technologies we see on the physical plane. Technologies are used through gestures, postures, symbols, codes, colors, sacred geometries, things like this is the things, way and language of these realms.
Things we would perceive as magic here in this realm.
Yes. It's you would think it's as magic, but it's actually just a form of technology on the astral plane, and it makes things activate, you know, and certain things, like certain aromas of the past, certain vibrations, certain frequencies in your ancestral DNA, it's encoded within your genetics, can actually make you time travel in a way, because you lock onto that vibration of that place and that time and that moment, the smell in the air on that place and time of your ancestral memory. If you can lock onto the vibration of that moment, it could pull you into that timeline and that place and that time, because we are all running simultaneously, the past, the present, and the future. It's all running right now. Right now, simultaneously, and you can tap into that in these astral planes, in these astral realms. You could tap into that genetic memory of that moment if you're able to lock on to that certain smell in the air, the certain vibration of that time and place. And it's actually, you can time travel in a way. I know it sounds like woo-woo to certain people, but it's actually, you know, the law of the universe. It's like the divine law of cause and effect, and, you know, it's action and reaction, and that's the plane of the astral realms. We actually believe that there are seven planes of existence in these astral realms. And it's funny because if you look at it, we have seven spheres of influence in our world, in our physical world. They talk about like politics and all these different spheres of influence. But then we also have, seven planes of existence, and you have actually the seven layers of our atmosphere. So it's actually, it's interesting that they all coincide with each other. I mean, we have like the regular physical plane that we all live in, but we also have directly above is the elemental plane, and that's the plane of forces. And, you know, after that we come with the astral plane, and then the mental plane, the spiritual, the divine, and then ultimately is the ultimate plane. And these all affect each other like a domino effect. You know, what one does in one will affect the other, and it's basically like if you have something that first has to be through thought, through an astral substance, a thought, and that's the first way it's created. And for us to exist on this physical plane, for anything to exist here, it was first created on this astral plane in a thought.
So are we existing simultaneously on all planes, or are we traveling through them one at a time as we progress through life?
Yeah, we're existing simultaneously on all of them. I believe, at least through what I've seen and through what I've experienced, that at the time of our birth, we have this basically like a spiritual blueprint laid out for us. And it's all these little spiritual timelines that we can possibly go down or get polarized towards in this lifetime, in this incarnation. So all these different spirituals, because I believe we're here to spiritually evolve. That's our true mission. We're here to eternally spiritually evolve. Like, I believe that we're here to see, and that C means to S-E-E, that means to spiritually eternally evolve. And, you know, throughout our lifetime in this incarnation, we're going to go down different spiritual journeys. Everything's going to lead to either a smile or a frown, love or hate, heaven or hell. Everything leads down this spiritual journey, that eternal battle of light and dark within all of us that we go through. Always, these are your spiritual missions, and I believe we have all these spiritual timelines laid out for us, all these possible outcomes through different paths we can get led on throughout our life, and they're all running simultaneously on all different timelines. And, you know, certain occurrences can happen throughout the day, will lead you down a different spiritual timeline, but they're all laid out for you, and they're all running simultaneously. And that's why I believe, and I pretty much know that there's technologies out there in our physical plane that are trying to blend these timelines and blend these realities and converge them for a desired outcome. You know, so there is timeline manipulation actually happening, but that's a whole nother show. I mean, I could go down a whole different path with that, but there's actually, you know, D-Wave computers that blend realities and can blend timelines, and you know, it's out there. This is not just science fiction. It actually exists. And for us to be talking about something, that means it exists somewhere out there in another plane of existence.
And
I know I'm, like, blowing minds.
No. Yes. So,
I mean, I'm sitting over here like, wow.
Yeah. I was kind of like,
I have to take a moment to like chew and swallow everything you just said.
Well, we only have about 2 minutes up until our first commercial break, so I'll ask you something that maybe we can answer quick, and that is, are certain planes easier for us to get to than others?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's first you have to go within to achieve that astral state. Is is to have a sense of peace within yourself and a grounding within yourself. And if you're able to access that, it's different for each and every person. It's, like I said, whatever darkness you have within you is as low as these realms can go. And whatever goodness you have is as high. So it's up to the person. And, you know, after the break, we can get into, like, the center of this shamanic universe, the center of this astral realms, is which is the cosmic tree. And everybody experiences it different. But there are pretty much different set entities that you will have to encounter to get to information, to access these, like the Hindus call the Akashic Records, to access information. Because for me, if you're going within, if you're trying to access...
Well, let me catch you off there, and it sounds like we got a lot to get into here, and we're coming up on the commercial break. We're going to pick it up right there when we come back. You're listening to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Ra, from Spiral Radio.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo,
30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Ra. We were talking about, you definitely hit something that piqued my interest, and you said that there are certain entities that we're going to have to meet along the way as we try to progress through these different planes. What are these entities? This is interesting.
So there's the whole idea of going into these planes of existence is to access information, right? To access some kind of information or to achieve something. If you're going there to just, if you're going to within to achieve some, just to play around, it's never a good idea. That's why I say it's better to go inward, because when you go outward and you try to leave your body, that's where you really lie into danger and you can actually bring things back with you that cling to your spirit bodies and cling to your, you know, who you are and your soul, and it actually can cling to you and stay with you for multiple incarnations and lifetimes. But to go inward, to achieve information from these planes, it's like you're going through your ancestral realm, everything that's inside of your encoding of your DNA, and it's like almost like you're crawling up your spine in a way, but you're crawling up the cosmic tree. Everybody has their own cosmic tree, the center of your own shamanic universe, and that's where the information lies, with the tree of knowledge. You know, that you can look at it, it's in all ancient cultures, you know, even in the Bible, to access this information or to pull anything out of this tree of knowledge or this Akashic records or these holographic library, there are entities that not only protect this information, but that try to lead you astray, off of your spiritual course, off of your true mission. They'll try to lead you down certain paths, and they've gone by many names. They've gone by the Fae, the Fairies. They've gone by different. All entities have gone by different names.
And well, to what end would they? You know, what would be the purpose of trying to upset your journey? Are they trying to take something from
they
you?
They don't want you to access this information. They don't want you to evolve spiritually any higher than them. That's the true thing. They don't want you to become any higher than them, and they don't want you to access information. There's entities that will help you on your course, and there's entities that will divert you off your course. And, you know, especially if you're not a grounded person, and if you're, you know, say you're going through, even walking in the woods one day, right, and you're all by yourself, and you're going through some sort of spiritual problem. You know, you're having a problem with your family, you're having a problem with life, you don't know what's going on, you're in some sort of misery, right? You're really going within yourself and thinking hard. Now, as you're wandering through the woods, you will open doorways within yourself that can pull these entities into this dimension. They're not only attracted through rituals and spells and blood offerings and sacrifice, they're also attracted through certain vibrations and frequencies of the human emotion. So if you feel something and you're in true misery, you can open a doorway in a dimension where this, you pull these entities out, and they can appear as a loved one, and you're, you know, you think you're talking to your lost uncle or something, and it's actually one of these entities who actually can pull information from this holographic universe. Anything that's ever been thought, said, or experienced in your ancestral line, they can mimic that and replicate that and fool you. So they'll appear to you when you're in misery, and they'll say, I can make you a king in another realm. Why be here in this misery, in this plane, where I can take you to another world and you can live as king? But there's a price. You know, they will suck your soul from you. They will drain you. And, you know, some of these entities even seem benevolent. They will appear to you sometimes. If you're a real spiritual person, you have high psychic energy, you can encounter these entities when you're gardening. and they can help. They'll help you with your garden sometimes, but there you have to pay respect to them. You have to always show respect in your garden. You'll have to hang things on the trees, offerings to them. That's why if you ever go to a forest or some kind of place and you see something hanging on a tree, like a trinket or a strings or some kind of stuffed animal, this is some kind of offering or some kind of respect to the fae, to the fairies. That's the whole thing of Christmas time. We're at Christmas time, we're hanging ornaments on the tree, we're actually paying respect to the fairies, to the fae. That's where this lore comes from. I mean, so if you don't show these offerings, they could be malicious. They could be very malicious, and it could lead to your death. There's all types of lore from Slavic to Italy, everywhere.
But I was going to say, it sounds like, you know, these attachment scenarios you described, it sounds like this must be very common. Like, to the point, I would wonder if anyone has not had something like this attached to them, you know, just while you're walking through the woods, right?
That's kind of what I was thinking, is that if all of us are running in this world, and most of us are not doing these things, then we all must be carrying, basically, parasites.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chauncey, Sean, I'll tell you straight from experience from my own, this is not just something that, you know, I'm repeating, it's from my own life, that we make ourselves boogeymen on these astral planes, okay? From certain things that we experience in life, certain fears that people imprint on us. Someone say something, you're in middle school or something when you're a kid and someone makes fun of you, and then every time you look in the mirror, you're looking at yourself a little bit differently, and then the whisper in the back of your mind, oh my God, I'm ugly or I'm this or I'm that, that creates a monster on this spiritual plane, and it's a boogeyman on your soul if you don't confront that fear and you don't deal with it. You will create a boogeyman, you know, a literal monster that's the monster under the bed, lurking in your closet. They exist on these planes of existence, in your spiritual, in your dream time, in your other you, on your energetic bodies. They exist and they cling to that. They cling to your fears. They cling to your deepest, darkest fears, and they manifest. So if you don't confront your fears and you don't deal with these things, they turn into boogeymen on these astral planes.
So are these entities things that existed prior to us, or are they things that we created, or both?
No. Well, I believe they are a normal condition of this planet. You know, I actually believe that we're the aliens here. We're kind of the aliens on this world, that we were kind of put here and terraformed here in a way because, you know, even our society, they want us to believe that space is light years away, or the only way to get there is through rockets or ships or something like this. But you could go inward, and space is actually interdimensional, I believe. I don't believe it's infinite light years away. I believe it's different realms and different dimensions, and that these planets are actually gods, their own entities, living, breathing beings, and it's other realms and other dimensions, and you can actually access space through these realms. And the morning star is actually where we got our human spirit, our divine spark. You know, that's what I believe. All these stars and everything that NASA is trying to say, I don't believe they are what they actually are saying they are. They're way more. And that I'm only getting a glimpse, but, you know, I don't believe that space is what they pitch it as to be.
You've said two things here that sort of alluded to the Bible in a way that sort of implies that what the Bible thought of as the devil was actually trying to help us. Is this because you said something about the morning star, and then you said the tree of knowledge, which is what we were forbidden from. So I was curious on your take on that.
Yeah, I was implying that, you know, I think the tree of knowledge and the tree of life and all of this is actually the tree of our cosmic universe. You know, the tree of everything that's ever been said, thought, and done within your ancestral DNA with everybody's genetics, mm-hmm. You know, all the experience. And I think that's what they're talking about. And the Bible is a war over DNA. I mean, it's called even Genesis. They're talking about a war over DNA. It's a war over bloodlines. And, you know, I truly don't believe that the God that I believe in, which is like a universal consciousness, an all-knowing being, I don't believe that's what they're talking about in the Bible. I think the Bible, the God there that's in that Bible, and the old one is various trickster entities. Because the God I believe in, he's not a jealous God, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be jealous because he's all-knowing.
Yeah, so I always thought that was interesting. It very much seems in the Bible that the God in the Old Testament and the God in the New Testament are two different attitudes.
I come from a long line of people that were considered even witches, but I have a different belief than that. I understand that that's in my DNA, and certain abilities that I have is just part of my genetics. I don't have to worship ancient pagan gods to access my abilities. See, they paid respects in ancient times by worshiping all these different gods. That's how they related to certain abilities, to psychic abilities, to certain, crops, or the crops to be favored for that year, because that's all related to these astral realms. See, if you're to achieve something in the astral realms and you're trying to get certain objects or materials or doing spells on this physical plane to gain powers in this astral plane, it causes destruction, fires, drought, all of this on the physical plane. If you're trying to achieve some kind of power for yourself, and you're taking objects from this world to achieve that on the astral realm, it will cause you have to replace what you're taking. It'll cause destruction if you don't, and it'll cause fire. So that's what my lineage is about. The Ben and Dante, the Good Walkers, were about traveling into these astral realms on certain nights of the year that we call the Ember Days, and we fight the negative forces that are trying to steal the abundance of Gaia.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off. We're coming up on our next commercial break. We got a lot more questions for you. You're listening to Raw on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Join the Shasta College Opera Workshop for their performance of Engelbert Humperdinck's delightful children's fairy tale opera, Hansel and Gretel, at the Shasta College Theater. The college's talented young singers will perform the famous prayer and all of Humperdinck's beautiful music as they tell the story of two children lost in a magic forest, captured by a wicked and very funny witch. Performances are January 26th, 27th, and February 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. and January 28th at 3 p.m. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/tickets or at the door. $12 general admission and $8 for students and seniors. All performances are in the Shasta College Theater. Don't miss this wonderful children's fairy tale opera, Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, performed by the Shasta College Opera Workshop, January 26th and 27th, and February 2nd and 3rd at 7:30, and January 28th at 3 p.m. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Merry Christmas.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Ra. You know, a common topic that we brought up here is that Sean here has been trying to learn to astral project. And, yeah, and we were talking about how, you know, and then coincidentally, serendipitously, we had you on as a guest. What would you tell somebody who's trying to do this, but
having a hard time at this point? But
you've succeeded at this point?
Yeah, well, I've gotten better at it.
All right.
Okay, but go ahead. Because it sounded like earlier you were saying this was not such a great idea.
Yeah, that's why I don't really want to tell everybody like how like that they should be leaving their body or try to leave their body intentionally, because if you're doing it to just because you're curious, it's not a good idea, especially if you're not experienced with encountering certain entities or encountering certain information. It's not a, I don't recommend it. You know, I would first try to achieve an astral state within yourself and not leave your body.
How does somebody go about starting that? How does somebody go about starting doing it within?
Well, first of all, you would need to do basically, see, we collect astral debris. Every night we go to sleep, we collect some kind of astral debris, energy that we pick up in these realms. Because every time you go to sleep every night, you are actually traveling in this astral realms. But if you're trying to do it in a lucid state when you're awake, you know, and you're trying to do it like in a meditative state, I would first try to ground yourself in a way by going outside, sitting in the grass, with your legs folded in front of you, and imagine your body is sort of like a interdimensional highway in a way, and your arms are hollow like tunnels, and you want to have all the negative energy travel out of those tunnels, and you want to get it out of your body. So imagine your arms are basically like tubes, hollow tubes, and you put hands down, you know, put your hands planted on the ground, your palms down on the grass, and imagine all the badness coming out of you and putting it deep down into the ground, pushing it deep down to the ground. First, get rid of all the astral debris, all of that bad energy in you, and dump it into the ground. Breathe deeply while you're getting rid of it, and really imagine it. Imagine all of the energy that you've picked up, all the astral debris you've picked up. Imagine it leaving your body. And, you know, you walk away, and you'll feel light as a feather almost. You barely feel your feet touching the ground. And you've got rid of everything. And don't return to that spot for like a day. Let it replenish itself afterwards. And then you take a meditative state. Sometimes I like to lay down on my back, you know, even cover my eyes with something. And, you know, you go into the holographic universe. What happens with me when I know I'm tapping in, the blackness, when you close your eyes, becomes like a screen, holographic screen in a way. And it's you see like those dull neon colors. And you'll see, you'll start to see little outlines of people, places, things, and then you lock onto something, and it takes you to a realm within yourself. And, you know, it may take a while to achieve this, but to leave your body, like you were saying, is I don't like to do it purposely. I've had it maybe four or five times within my life where I left my body, and it always happened when I was extremely tired, and it happened without me trying to achieve it. And it, a couple times when I was a child, and you know, I would feel my whole body vibrating like I was gonna die, and I would feel like if I don't shake my head, I'm gonna die. Like I would try to shake my head out of it, and you could feel that wah, and it's like you could see the particles slowing down in the air, and then all of a sudden you like hit a wall and you stop and everything's peaceful and you're somewhere else, you know. And I never was able to see my own body when I left my body. I was never able to see my arms, my anything, you know. And then when you're going back in your body, you know, it's like, you know, you could see, I've seen my body there before, laying in bed, but I wasn't able to see my spirit self, you know. So it's like it's a scary thing. And, you know, the first time it ever happened, like, you could go, like, well, let's see if I could go to the wall. And now let's see if I can go through the wall. Now let's see if I can go out of the atmosphere. I mean, it's a scary thing, but that's where the danger lies. And that's where you can get these entities that cling to you, and you come back with certain attachments that you might not be able to get rid of.
Is it possible to not come back? Is it possible to get lost and maybe not be able to find your way back to your body?
I don't think so. I mean, some people see the silver cord, like there's a silver cord attached to you. I believe that when you die, that's when the silver cord is cut. You no longer experience the five senses anymore. You're now in the shamanic universe for eternity until you incarnate again or you get recycled or whatever your path is. But, you know, this physical plane is the realm of the five senses. This is the physical realm. This is where we experience time. And once that silver cord is cut that's keeping you into this physical plane, you're not experiencing time anymore. You're now, you know, you're not experiencing the five senses. You're just your spirit body. I mean, we have, you know, five energetic bodies. You know, we have this physical one, you know, but then we have our astral, our aura, our spirit, and then our soul keeps them all enclosed. So those other energetic bodies, they always exist. It's this physical body that withers and passes, but your energetic body exists forever.
So when somebody does what we refer to as astral projection, there's actually four other ways that you could astral project. So when you do project, you could be going to any one of those four.
Well, Sean, it's Sean, right, that I'm talking to right here?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So, Sean, so when you're, I would first try to, for what you're trying to accomplish, I would try to maybe like remote view in a way and try to access information from a known place and time that you know. So if you say you live in your apartment and you know pretty much where everything is in your apartment, you know you keep your wallet on the dresser, you know you keep your magazines on the table or whatever. So try to achieve this astral state, this peaceful state within yourself. And then play a game, sort of. Place a deck of cards or something like that face up on a table. You know, somewhere where you know where the table is, you know where everything is. And now try to go to this astral state and try to visit this place in your mind. Try to access this information and try to see what card is laying face up on the table. Now, if you can pull back reliable information from there, then you know that it's working and that you can actually pull in reliable information from a known place and time, you know, because you're putting it into the past. You know, you're placing something on the table and now you're trying to remote view the past and see if you can actually see into the past, into this other timeline, into this other place and time in these realms where something you know exists and is on another timeline and see if you can go to that timeline, access that information, and pull it back. And that's what I suggest you should try. Instead of trying to leave your body, try to access information through this holographic library.
All right.
Well, I can always tell when it's a topic that we're definitely interested in because, man, time just flew by. We are coming up on the end of the show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about where they can find out more information about you?
Yes. My website is themysticalspiral.com. I have a show on ParaXRadioNetwork.com, Spiral Radio, and I have another show, Eye of Ra, on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. That's TFRLive.com. You can subscribe there under the Eye of Ra if you want. And I also just created, like yesterday, a Patreon, and that's at patreon.com/themysticalspiral. And you can always email me on my website, and I always answer people back. I do readings, oracle readings, and all of that. So everything's at themysticalspiral.com.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the show. We've really learned a lot. This has been a topic that we were really hoping to find out more about, and I really appreciate it. You've been listening you've been listening to Ra on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
I'm watching it fall. The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee have voted to release a controversial four-page memo detailing that the FBI and the Justice Department allegedly improperly used government surveillance during the investigation into Russian election interference and contacts with President Trump's campaign. Republican Congressman Stephen King says the various investigations into Russian election interference and possible connections to the Trump campaign should funnel through the Justice